Will you please turn to the book of Acts?
请翻到《使徒行传》。
Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章。
We will read from verse 1 through verse 20.
我们从第一节读到第二十节。
Now I will read it in English first, and my brother will read it in Chinese.
我要读英语从第一节读到第二十节，然后我弟兄要从用中文从第一节读到第二十节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 1. But Saul, still breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, came to the high priest and asked of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, so that if he found any who were of the way, both men and women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. But as he was journeying, it came to pass that he drew near to Damascus, and suddenly there shone round about him a light out of heaven. And falling on the earth, he heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecute me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise up and enter into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. But the men who were traveling with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but beholding no one. And Saul rose up from the earth, and his eyes being open, he saw no one. But leading him by the hand, they brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without seeing, and neither ate nor drank. And there was a certain disciple in Damascus by name Ananias. And the Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, here am I, Lord. And the Lord said to him, Rise up, and go into the street, which is called Straight, and seek in the house of Judas one by name Saul. He is of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying, and has seen in a vision a man by name Ananias, coming in and putting his hand on him, so that he should see. And Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard from many concerning this man, how much evil he has done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the high priest to bind all who call upon thy name. And the Lord said to him, Go, for this man is an elect vessel to me, to bear my name before both nations and kings and the sons of Israel. For I will show to him how much he must suffer for my name. And Ananias went and entered into the house, and laying his hands upon him, he said, Saul, brother, the Lord has sent me. Jesus that appeared to thee in the way in which thou cometh, that thou mightest see and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And straightway there fell from his eyes as it were scales, and he saw, and rising up and baptized, and having received food, got strength. And he was with the disciples who were in Damascus certain days, and straightway in the synagogues, he preached Jesus that he is the Son of God.
使徒行传第九章，扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话，去见大祭司，求文书给大马色的各会堂，若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带进耶路撒冷。扫罗行路将到大马色，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他，他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么 逼迫我。他说，主啊，你是谁？主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。起来进城去，你所当做的事必有人告诉你。同行的人站在那里说不出话来，听见声音却不见人。扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛，竟不能看见什么。有人拉他的手，带他到了大马色，三日不能看见，也不吃也不喝。当下在大马色有一个门徒名叫亚拿尼亚，主在异象中对他说：亚拿尼亚。他说：主，我在这里。主对他说：起来，往直接去，在犹大的家里访问一个大数人名叫扫罗，他正祷告。又看见一个人名叫亚拿尼亚进来，按手在他身上，叫他能看见。亚拿尼亚回答说：主啊，我听见许多人说，这人怎样在耶路撒冷多多苦害你的圣徒，并且他在这里有从祭司长得来的权柄，捆绑一切求告你名的人。主对亚拿尼亚说：你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名，我也要指示他为我的名必须受许多的苦难。亚拿尼亚就去了，进入那家，把手按在扫罗身上说：兄弟扫罗，在你来的路上向你显现的主就是耶稣，打发我来叫你能看见，又被圣灵充满。扫罗的眼睛上好像有灵立刻掉下来，他就能看见，于是起来受了洗，吃过饭就健壮了。扫罗和大马色的门徒同住了些日子，就在各会堂里宣传耶稣，说他是神的儿子。
And will you please turn to Colossians?
请翻到哥罗西。
Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
But we will read it in a positive way.
这一节呢，我们不是从负的方向来读，我们是从正的方向来读哈。
So we will miss that word not.
所以我们那个不字就不读了。
Holding fast the head, from whom all the body, ministered to and united together by the joints and bands, increases.With the increase of God.
哥罗西书第二章第十九节，我们那个不字就不读了哈。持定元首，全身既然靠着他精竭得以相助联络，就因神大得长进。
May we have a word of prayer?
有点祷告。
Dear Lord, as we gather together in Thy precious name,
主啊，当我们聚集在你可爱的名面前，
we do praise and thank Thee for Thy presence with us.
我们赞美你，我们感谢你，因为你与我们同在。
Thou art truly the one who is worthy to be worshipped and praised.
你实在是那一位值得我们敬拜、值得我们赞美的。
We thank Thee for Thy marvelous love.
我们感谢你为了你那奇妙的爱。
We thank thee for what thou hast done on Calvary's cross.
我们感谢你因为你在加略所做的事。
We are what we are today, it is all by thy grace.
我们成为今天成为何等样的人都是因为你恩典的缘故。
And we do bow low and worship thee.
我们在你面前伏下来赞美你。
We do praise and thank thee that thou the one who speaks.
我们感谢你赞美你因为你是那一位说话的神。
Lord, speaks, thy servants hear it.
主啊，请说，你的仆人们静听。
We commit this time into thy loving hand.
我们把这段时间交在你爱的手中。
May thou be our vision.
主啊，你是我们的意象。
Fill our eyes and our hearts.
打开我们的眼睛，打开我们的心。
that we may glorify thy name.
能让我们能够真正的来荣耀你的名。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we want to thank God for gathering us together this morning.
我们感谢主今天早上把我们聚集在一起。
What we would like to do this morning is a little bit different.
早上我想做的是一件不同的事。
I want you all to join with me to enter into a gymnasium.
我今天早上要你们跟我一同到一个健身房。
We are not going to school.
我们今天早上不是来一个学校。
We are going to a gymnasium.
我们来到一个健身房。
Now when you go to school, you listen to teaching.
你到学校，你听教导。
And you just sit there passively.
你就坐在那边被动的。
But when you go to a gymnasium, it's a different story.
但是你到一个健身房就不一样了。
You are supposed to exercise.
你要在健身房里面的运动。
It is gymnastic, it is not scholastic.
这里我们是要运动的，不是要我们在这里听道理的。
So none of you can sit there passively.
所以我们没有一个人可以坐在这里被动的。
I want every one of us to join with me to exercise.
我愿意每一个弟兄姊妹来跟我在一起，我们来操练，来运动。
Now there is a difference between being active and exercise. Being active.
在那个活动和那个操练是有一个不同的。
Now, you may be a very active person.
你可能是一个很活动的人。
But you may not have any exercise.
可是你活动的时候你不一定操练了。
Because exercise is something special.
因为操练这件事情是一个特别的事。
It is something predetermined.
是一个事先决定了。
You have to set your mind to do exercise.
你的思想要放在这个操练的里面。
And when you are exercising,
当你操练的时候，
you have to do it continuously.
你要继续的这样的做。
Do it every day.
每天做。
And you have to stretch yourself.
而且你要让你做你本来不能做的。
And in stretching to the point of having some pain.
你这样把自己拉长，一直到自己觉得有点痛苦。
And you have to do it with method.
你要根据一个方法来做。
You cannot just do it without any thinking.
你不能就是不想，就随便做了。
And usually you have to get an instructor.
经常呢，你这样做的时候呢，要旁边有个教练。
To tell you how to exercise.
这教练就告诉你怎么样运动。
You know, in the old days among the Greeks.
在古时候在希腊人中间。
Their purpose of life is to have a beautiful body.
他们生活的生存的目的是要有一个美丽的身体。
Therefore,That's how gymnasium comes forth.
那健身房就是这么出来的。
A young boy will be sent to a gymnasium.
一个小孩子要会送到这个健身房里。
And there the instructor will look over him.
那个教练呢就在那里看着他。
Will study his body.
那个教练会看他身体是什么样子。
And know where is weakness.Or where is strength?
就看见他的弱点在哪里，强点在哪里。
Whether his body is well balanced.
看他的身体是不是平衡的。
Because the Greeks want a perfect body.
因为希腊人要一个完美的身体。
Then after he examined that boy.
当这个教练看了这个小孩的时候。
Then he will set down a rule.
他就定下一些规矩。
And he would tell the boy what kind of exercise he should begin with.
他就跟这个小孩讲， 你要开始做哪些运动
？And the boy will follow the instruction of the instructor.
那这个男孩子呢，就要跟从这个教练所定下来的规条运动。
And through continuous and long time of exercising.
继续做，而且长期的做。
Then he will come up with a coordinated, well-coordinated, well-balanced, beautiful body.
然后到最后呢？他就有一个完全协调而且完全平衡的美丽的身体。
So this is gymnasium.
这就是健身房。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
many people want to go to the school of Christ.
许多人要到基督的学校。
Now, I'm not opposing school of Christ.
我不反对基督的学校。
Surely we should sit under his feet and learn.
当然我们应该在基督的脚前学。
But there is something missing among God's people.
但是神的百姓中间有一件事情失落了。
God's people seems to go to school of Christ, but not the gymnasium of Christ.
神的百姓到基督的学校去，可是不愿意到基督的健身房去。
And because of this, you find we have a problem.
因为这个缘故，你就发觉我们有个问题。
We find that Today's Christians are having very big heads.
我们看到今天的基督徒头很大
but very small feet.
脚很小
It is not balanced.
是不平衡的
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
what I'm going to do this time,
所以今天早上
is not trying to get you to school.
我不要你再去上学
I'm trying to join with me into the gymnasium of Christ.
So, 我要请你跟我一同到基督的房里。
Thank God we have a perfect instructor.
我们感谢神，我们有一个完美的、完全的教练。
Now, who is he?
教练是谁？
It is the Holy Spirit who dwells in each and every one of us.
就是那一位圣灵住在我们每个人里面的圣灵。
And it is not our body that is to be exercised.
不是我们的身体要来操练。
It is our spirit that needs to be exercised.
是我们的灵需要操练。
Now, isn't it wonderful?
这是不是奇妙的事
?That when we were saved,
当我们得救的时候
,God not only gave us life,
神不只是把生命给了我们
,and that life is none other but Christ himself.
这个生命就是基督自己。
But where does that life dwell?
这个生命住在哪儿？哪里？
Where is Christ in you?
基督在你里面什么地方呢？
He is in your new spirit.
是在你的心灵里头。
When we are saved, we are born of the Spirit.
当我们得救的时候，我们是从灵生的。
So this is a new spirit within us.
因此有一个新的灵在你的里头。
And the life of Christ dwells in our new spirit.
基督的生命就住在我们的心的灵里头。
And at the same time, he gave his spirit, the Holy Spirit, to indwell us.
同时呢，他也把他的自己的圣灵呢，让住在我们这个灵里面。
Now everything is ready.
每件事情都准备好了。
Now for what purpose?
什么目的呢
？What is life of Christ in you to be?
就是。基督的生命在里面会变成什么样子
？His life within you，
他的生命在你里面
，is eternal life，
那个永远的生命。
But what is that life for？
那个生命在我们里面是要做什么目的
？It is to grow， it is to live，
这要成长，这要活。
And who is going to take care of this spiritual growth？
谁要在这里来管理、来照顾这个属灵的成长呢？
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
This is the reason why the Holy Spirit indwells you.
这就是为什么圣灵住在你的里头。
He is to see to it that the life of Christ in your spirit may grow properly and grow into maturity.
他就是要照顾到，他一定要让这件事情发生，就是基督的生命住在你的灵里面，这件事情要长大，要好好的长大。
Why is it so?
为什么呢
Because this is the eternal purpose of God.
因为这个是神永远的旨意。
He wants every one of us to be conformed to the image of His beloved Son.
他要我们每一个人磨成他自己爱子的形象。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
the Bible tells us very clearly,
圣经很清楚地告诉我们,
that the powerful God of God, the power of God has given us all things concerning life and godliness.
就是神的能力已经给我们所有的事情关于敬虔和关于生命和敬虔。
You find that in 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
Verses 3 and 4.
第三和第四节。
2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
Verses 3 and 4.
第三节和第四节。
As His divine power has given to us all things which relate to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who, that has called us by glory and virtue, through which He has given to us the greatest and precious promises, that through these ye may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
彼得后书第一章第三节第四节，神的神能已将那一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们，因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德造我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既然脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
So here you find that God has already made every provision for us.
这里我们看见神已经把一切需要的为我们准备好了。
Everything that relates to life and godliness.
一切有关于生命和敬虔的事。
And we have all these precious promises in the Word of God.
那所有这些宝贵的应许在神的话里面都有。
That we may be made partakers of His divine nature.
就让我们能够与神的性情有份。
So, brothers and sisters, everything is ready now.
所以弟兄姊妹，所有的事情都为我们准备好了。
Now, what is left to do?
那剩下来做什么呢？
Go to the gymnasium.
到健身房去。
And under the instruction of the Holy Spirit.
而让圣灵在这里教导我们。
Let us exercise our spirit.
让我们操练我们的灵。
I wonder, brothers and sisters.
我不知道，弟兄姊妹。
After you are saved,
当你得救以后,
have you been exercising your spirit?
有没有操练过你的灵?
And is your exercise under the instruction of the Holy Spirit?
有没有在这位圣灵这位教练的管教之下, 引导之下来操练?
And I believe this is the reason why God's people do not seem to grow properly.
这就是我相信这就是为什么神的百姓好像是没有好好的合适的长大。
Now this morning we would like to talk together about spiritual exercise and the vision of body life.
今天早上愿意我们一同交通一点属灵的操练和就身体身体的生活所的意象。
You know, when you come to spiritual things,
当我们来到属灵的事情，
there is one basic principle we have to understand.
有一个基本的原则我们需要懂得。
It is very simple.
很简单的。
And the principle is,
这原则就是
In spiritual things
属灵的事情讲
It all depends upon God's revelation
都 关乎于神给我们的启示。
God has to begin everything.
神必须开始一切的事情。
Unless He reveals, we cannot see.
除非他启示，我们看不见。
Unless He draws, we will not run.
除非他吸引我们，我们就不能够跑。
I wonder if God's people have really seen this basic principle.
我不知道神的百姓是不是真正看见这个基本的原则。
Sometimes we think, well, we are saved. Now we are going to be spiritual.
那有的时候我们说我们现在得救了，所以我们现在就要属灵了。
Now we are going to touch the spiritual realm.
那我们现在要摸到这个属灵的境界。
We want to know this, we want to do that.
我们要认识这个，我们要做那个。
We want to try to increase our so-called spiritual knowledge, which is mental knowledge only.
那我们说我们要现在要增加我们的属灵的知识，其实这只是我们里头思想里头的知识。
We want to be engaged in spiritual work service, but actually it's our own activities.
那我们说我们要做这个属灵的工作，其实我们只是我们自己的工作。
Everything seems to be depend on ourselves.
好，所有这些事情其实都是根据我们自己。
How are you going to live as a Christian?
你怎么样跟做一个基督徒呢？活成一个基督徒。你要做。
How are you going to know?
你怎么知道呢？
You have to learn it.
你要学。
Everything seems to be centered upon our own selves.
所有这些事情好像的中心都是我们自己。
But this is absolutely contradictory.To God's way.
这是完全绝对的与神的做法相冲突的。
We may be familiar and know much about things of this world.
我们可能很熟悉，我们可能很知道很多关于世上的事情。
But when you come to the spiritual realm,
但是你到属灵的境界，
we areAbsolutely hopeless and helpless.
我们是完全没有希望，我们完全也没有帮助。
If we initiate anything,
若是我们自己开始任何的事情，
it's bound to fail.
一定失败。
God cannot accept it.
神不接受。
When we come to spiritual realm,
当我们来到属灵的境界里头，
brothers and sisters, do remember.That we are zero.
弟兄姊妹，记得我们是零。
Everything depends upon God.
所有的事情都根据，都依靠神。
He has to take the initiative.
他需要开始。
And then we just follow.
然后我们跟从。
You know, when you read, say,1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14.
当我们看哥林多前书第二章第十四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14.
哥林多前书第二章第十四节。
But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he cannot know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
然而属血气的人不领会神灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
Now we find it very clearly.
这里我们很清楚地看见。
The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God.
属血气的人不能领会神灵的事。
Because they are folly to him.
因为对他们来说这是愚蠢的。
And he cannot know them.
而且他不可能知道。
Because they are spiritually discerned.
因为这些事情必须从灵来知道。
And then there is another verse in Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8 verses 7 and 8.
第七节和第八节是另外一个有关的圣经是罗马书第八章第七节第八节。
Because the mind of the flesh is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, for neither indeed can it be. And they that are in flesh cannot please God.
原来肉体的想法是与神为仇的，因为不服神的律法也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
Now here you find the verdict of God.
这里我们看见神的一个宣告。
God make it very clear to us.
神对我们很清楚地说。
The mind of the flesh is at enmity with God.
肉体的想法。我们这中文叫做体贴肉体，其实肉体的想法是与神为仇的。
It cannot subject to the law of God.
它不能服神的律法。
Everything that comes from ourselves,
我们从自己里头出来的东西
is rejected by God.
是神所弃绝的。
So when you come to the spiritual realm,
所以当我们来到属灵的境界，
everything has to depend upon God's revelation.
所有的事情都要根据神给我们的启示。
Is it not true with our salvation?
对我们的得救来讲，是不是这样呢？
We try to save ourselves.
我们想要救我们的自己。
We try to wash away our sins.
我们想要洗掉我们的罪。
We try to accumulate merits in order to get to heaven.
我们需要我们需要要自己有功德，好让我们可以上天堂。
And it is after we have failed and failed and failed.
让我们一再的失败、失败和失败以后。
After we look up and said, Lord, we cannot do it.
那我们就跟主说，主啊，我没有办法。
The Lord said, I've been waiting for you.
主说，我就等着你说这句话。
I have already done it.
我已经做了。
Why don't you believe me?
你为什么不相信我呢？
Well, you believe and you are saved.
你相信了，你就得救了。
Now, do you think that after you are saved, you can act differently?
你以为你得救以后，你的生活就不一样了吗？
Now you can begin to work by yourself.
那你现在你就说我可以自己来做。
You can depend upon yourself to be spiritual now.
你说我现在可以靠着我自己来做属灵的人。
Now, how foolish we are.
那我们是多么的愚蠢。
God has already taught us this lesson.
神已经教了我们这些个功课。
And yet we have not learned.
我们并没有学。
We do not give up.
我们不放弃。
We do not give in to God.
我们不把我们自己交给神。
And that's the reason why you find we are not growing properly.
这就是为什么我们没有在神的面前好好的长大。
So first of all, I would like to make it very, very clear.
所以一开始的时候，我想跟弟兄姊妹很清楚的说，
God has brought us into the spiritual realm.
神把我们带进一个属灵的领域。
Now in that realm, everything has to begin with God.
在那个属灵的领域里面，每一件事都是神开始的。
God will reveal.
神要在这里启示。
And after he has revealed, then we can follow.
当他启示了，我们然后可以跟从。
We cannot take the initiative.
我们不能开始走一步。
Thank God that he is the God who reveals himself.
我们感谢神，神自己把他自己启示出来。
You know, if God does not reveal himself, we will know nothing about God.
若是神不把他自己启示给我们，我们对他一无所知。
Because he's so far beyond us.
因为他又高又远。
But it pleases God to reveal his son in us.
但是神乐意于把他的儿子启示在我们的心里。
And when he reveals his son in us.
当他把他的儿子启示在我们心里的时候。
At the same time, he also revealed the body of Christ to us.
同时他也把基督的身体启示给我们。
Now, how can we prove it?
你怎么知道呢？
Yesterday we have already touched upon it.
昨天我们讲到了一点。
After you are saved.
当你得救了以后。
How do you know you are saved?
你怎么知道你得救了?
Very clear.
这个很清楚的。
Before you were saved, you may come from a Christian family.
当你得救以前，你可能是从基督徒家庭里面出来。
And you have learned to pray.
你已经学会了怎么祷告。
But as we have already said.
我们已经说过了。
You pray to God as praying to your father-in-law.
当你向神祷告的时候，其实你像好像跟你的岳父祷告一样。
But after you are saved,
但是你得救以后，
there is a difference.
有一个不同。
You're born of the Spirit.
你是从灵生的。
There is a life relationship now.
有一个生命的关系。
So when you pray, you say, Abba, Father.
所以当你祷告的时候，你说阿爸父。
Isn't that true?
是不是真的呢?
At the same time,
同时,
when you meet another believer,
当你遇见另外一个信徒,
immediately there's a bond between you and that believer.
马上你就会发觉这中间有个关系。
And that bond is stronger than blood.
那这个连接比血的连接还要强。
Now, where does it come from?
这东西哪里来的呢?
It comes from the revelation of the body of Christ.
这是从神给我们关于基督身体的启示里头出来的。
So you find when we first believe in the Lord, revelation has already been given.
所以当我们开始信主的时候，这个启示就已经给了我们。
And that revelation is not only about our Lord Jesus.
这个启示不只是关于我们的主耶稣。
It is also about what the Lord is after.
而且关于主所要的是什么?
That is, he wants a body.
他要一个身体。
So it is already built in within our spirit.
所以在我们的灵里头这东西已经在了。
Now, if we follow that revelation,
若是我们跟从那个启示,
how we will grow not only towards the Lord, but also towards one another.
那我们就会长大。不但是对着我们的主长大，而且是对我们的弟兄姊妹长大。
Because the way of growth is an inward way.
因为成长是一个里头的路。
It is not an outward thing.
不是一个外头的事情。
There must be that inner spirit.
在我们里头，灵的里头。
And there we receive the revelation.
在那里我们接受了一个启示。
And we just follow and obey that revelation.
我们跟着那个启示走，顺从那个启示。
And if we follow that nature as it were, then we will really grow in grace and in truth.
那个启示有一个性质，我们跟着那个启示走，我们就跟着这个性质走，慢慢的事情就实现了。
We will not only love the Lord Jesus,
我们不但我们爱我们的主耶稣。
We will see him in growing magnitude.
我们看他越看越大。
And we began to obey him more and more.
我们慢慢越来越顺从他。
And that is where the life is growing.
那就是我们的生命怎么样的长大。
And we will see our brothers and sisters.
当我们看见我们弟兄姊妹。
And it will be not only enlarged, but deepened.
不但我们这个眼光会扩大了，而且深了。
And we will grow together in Christ Jesus.
我们一同在耶稣基督里面长大。
This will be supernaturally natural.
这是自然的，可是一个超自然的自然。
Brothers and sisters, isn't that true?
弟兄姊妹，这是不是真的?
But unfortunately,
可不幸的是,
outward things began to crowd in.
外头的事情慢慢就把我们里头的事情打搅了。
The first elements of the world.
那这个世上的这个小学进来了。
The traditional teaching of Christianity.
就是基督教里面传统的一些个教导就进来了。
All these things lead us to walk outwardly.
所有这些事情就带我们走一个外头的路。
Instead of walking inward.
而不是走一个里面的路。
Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
听圣灵的声音。
Obeying Christ Jesus.
顺从耶稣基督。
And follow the new nature within us.
来跟从里面的一个新的性质。
Brothers and sisters, our problem is we have been led astray.
我们的问题是我们被带走了迷路了。And
the more we continue, the more our vision fades.
我们往那个路上越走，我们对主的意向越来越淡。This
is our problem.
这是我们的问题。
The reason why our revelation from above doesn't seem to be growing, but instead is fading.
为什么我们这个对天上的意象没有增加，反而减少？
God is not partial. It's not partial.
神不是不公平的。
God treats every child of His the same.
神看每一个他的儿女都一样。
But why is it some believers seem to have more revelation and others do not seem so?
为什么有的信徒好像有更多的启示，可是有些信徒没有什么启示？
And if you do not have revelation, you cannot grow spiritually.
你若是没有启示，你没有办法走属灵的路。Now
why is it so?
为什么？
In my family,
在我的家里,
we have an American lady staying with us.
许多年以前，有一个美国的妇女，她跟我住在我家。She
was a missionary. To China.
他是从美国到中国去的一个传教士,
from Virginia.
是从Virginia去的,
and it was during the Qing Dynasty.
是在清朝的时候去的,
and when she came to Shanghai,
他来到上海,
she established a school.
他在那里开了一个学校,
and my grandfather sent my father to that school.
我的祖父就把我的父亲送到那个学校里。
Because my grandfather was in construction business.
因为我的祖父是做营造的。
And she wanted to do business with foreigners.
他要跟这个上海的外国人做生意。
And my father being the eldest son.
我的父亲是他的老大。
So he sent him to that school to study English.
所以就把他就把他的儿子送到那学校去来学英文。
So that after he learned English, my father can help my grandfather in his business.
所以若是他学了英文的话，就可以帮我的祖父一起做生意。
But unfortunately or fortunately, my father got saved.
不幸的是，或者说幸运的事情，是我父亲在那里得救了。And
after my father was saved,
我父亲得救以后,
a crisis came to the family.
变成一个危机，家里的危机。My
grandfather thought that he lost his face.
我祖父觉得丢脸。In
because during the old days, all those who so-called believe in Jesus is called food Christians.
因为那个时候那些相信耶稣的人，他们就说他们是要吃饭，要拿饭。They
want to get help from the foreigners.
因为他们要从外国人那里得好处。
So my grandfather stopped me from going to school.
所以我的祖父就不让我的父亲去学校。To
make the long story short.
长话短说。
Finally, my grandfather allowed him to continue on.
那么最后呢，我的祖父呢，还是让我父亲去念书了。So
when that old missionary, when that missionary got old, instead of returning to the States, he stayed with us.
就当那一位传教士老了，他没有回美国。
And we call her grandma.
我们都称呼她为祖母。Now
my father has 7 children.
我的父亲有7个孩子。And
she loved my youngest brother the best.
她最爱我那个小弟，最小的。And
oftentimes we want to stir her up.
那有的时候我们要跟她讲道理。And
say you are prejudiced.
我们说你偏心,
because you loved my youngest brother more than every one of us.
因为你爱我小弟比爱我们都多。
And when we said that, she was so exasperated.
那我们跟他讲，他心里很
着急。Oh, he said, "No, no, I love every one of you the same."
他说不不不，我爱你们每个人都一样。
We say, "No, you love my youngest brother the best."
我们说不，你爱我这个小弟你最爱。
Then he said,
然后他说
"I love you all the same."
我爱你们都一样。
But your brother is closer to me than every one of you.
可是你的小弟跟我最亲。
That's the reason.
这就是为什么。
Now, isn't that a good explanation?
是不是一个更好的解释呢？
God loves every one of us the same.
神爱我们每个人都一样。
He wants to reveal himself to us the same.
他要把他自己启示给我们都一样。
He wants to show us Christ and the body of Christ the same.
他要给我们看见基督和基督的身体都一样。
Now, why is it some people seem to get more and better vision, other people seem to have less and imperfect vision.
那为什么有的人看见异象，这异象是又大又好？为什么有些人看见的异象又小又不完全？
So you find that aside from God's part,
我们看见主的那一部分我们不看他。
There is no problem with God's part.
在他来讲没有问题。
He is willing to reveal his son to us.
他愿意把他的儿子启示在我们的心里。
He is willing to reveal the body of Christ to us.
他愿意把他基督的身体启示在我们的里头。
Now, the problem is in us.
问题在我们里头。
Our spiritual condition is the problem.
我们的属灵光景是问题。
He wants to reveal, but he cannot.
他要启示，可是他没有办法。
He wants to speak, but he cannot.
他要说，可是说不出来。
It is because of our spiritual condition.
这是因为我们属灵光景的缘故。
If our spiritual condition is correct,
若是我们属灵的光景对。
We should be able to receive more and more revelation from above.
我们应该能够从上头得到更多更多的启示。
We should be so enlightened.
我们应该充满了光。
That we may really grow spiritually.
我们能够真正的在属灵上能够生长。
But it is our spiritual condition that limits God's revelation.
但是是我们属灵的光景把神的启示限制住了。
For instance,
比如说
if you read the so-called Sermon on the Mount,
我们若是看那个山上的教训
Matthew chapter 5,
马太福音第五章
in verse 3,
第三节
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Here you find a spiritual condition.
这里我们看见一个属灵的光景。
It is poor in spirit.
是灵里贫穷。
Now remember, poor in spirit doesn't mean poor spirit.
灵里贫穷并不是说穷的灵。
God doesn't want us to have a poor spirit.
神不要我们有一个穷的灵。
A wrong spirit.
或者是一个错误的灵。
That he wants us to be poor in spirit.
但是他让我们的灵里头是贫穷的。
Now, when is the spirit poor?
什么叫做灵里面贫穷呢？
It is when we are very full that we can be poor.We must be very full in order to be poor.
Oh,
in spirit.
是我们必须要里面是满的，然后我们才能够贫穷。
And this is what our Lord Jesus is.
这是我们主是这样的。
So far as his spirit is concerned, he is the richest.
就他的灵来说，他是最富的。
He was equal with God.
他与神同等。
And that is not something robbed.
这个，而且不是他手里要抓的。
and yet he emptied himself.
但是他倒空了。
Become so poor.
他变成这样的贫穷。
He even took upon himself the form of a bond slave.
他甚至于把自己穿上奴仆的形状。
Now that is poor in spirit.
这是灵里贫穷。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
但是灵里贫穷的人有福了。
For theirs is the kingdom of God.
因为天国是他们的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
do you know? Because we are so rich, so called.
因为我们所谓的那么样的富,
therefore, he cannot reveal himself to us.
他没有办法启示给我们。
We think we have everything.
我们以为我们满了，什么都有。
We are like Laodicea.
我们像老底下的教会。
We have everything.
我们什么都有。
We are rich.
我们一无所缺。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
When we are in that kind of spirit,
当我们是那一种灵里头，
God cannot reveal himself.
神没有办法把他自己启示给我们。
And the same thing is true when you come to verse 6.
当我们看这个第五章第六节，
Blessed they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。因为他们必得饱足。
Now, why are we not filled?
为什么我们不得饱足呢？
Because we are not hunger and thirsty.
因为我们不饥也不渴。
We find ourselves so satisfied.
我们觉得我们什么都有了，满足了。
Therefore, we cannot be filled.
所以我们没有办法再接受。
And you come to verse 8.
第八节。
Blessed the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Now, why do you not see God?
为什么我们见不到神？
Because your heart is not pure.
因为我们的心不清。
It is full of mixture.
因为很多复杂的东西在里头。
You love God, you also love the world.
你爱神，你也爱世界。
Now, how can you see God in that way?
你在那样的话，你怎么能够看见神呢？
So you find that our spiritual condition does affect Revelation of God.
所以这里我们看见我们的属灵的光景影响神对我们的启示。
And when you read the Bible, you can find many, many, many instances.
是当我们读圣经的时候，我们看见一个一个一个的例子。
The Bible tells us we need to be diligent.
圣经告诉我们，我们要勤俭、勤劳。
If we are diligent,
我们若是勤劳。
Then we can enter into the kingdom richly.
我们可以丰丰富富地进入神的国。
So anyway, you find that there is our responsibility.
我们怎么看？这都是我们的责任。
We have a responsibility to see that our spirit is in right condition.
我们有一个责任，就是我们的属灵光景要对。
That we really have a seeking heart.
我们里头有一个寻求的心。
That we really are diligent in seeking him.
而且我们很勤劳的要来寻求。
You know, the Apostle Paul says,
使徒保罗说,
I pursue.
说我追求。
I stretch out myself.
我极力追求。
Looking for that goal that is before me.
我要来看那个摆在我们面前的那个目标，
The on high calling of God.
从上面来的呼召。
So no wonder you find that he is a person full of revelation.
我们难怪他是一个满了启示的人。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
What we need is revelation.
我们所需要的是启示。
And when revelation comes to us,
当启示来到我们里头，
We see that isWe receive a vision.
我们就看见了这个意象。
Now, I would like to use the Apostle Paul as an example.
我要用使徒保罗做一个例子。
Now, we all know Paul before he was saved.
我们都知道保罗在他得救以前。
He was a wonderful young man.
他是一个很杰出的年轻人。
Because most young men were seek after earthly things.
因为大部分的年轻人都要求世上的事情。
But this man Saul, this young man Saul was different.
这个年轻人扫罗他不一样。
He sought for heavenly things.
他寻求天上的事情。
But unfortunately, in his seeking, he was led into the tradition of the fathers.
可是不幸的是，当他在寻求的时候，他就给带到了那个父老的传统。
And he was most zealous.
他最热心。
And according to the teaching of the fathers among the Jews, they considered Jesus as an impostor.
在根据那个父老的传统和犹太人的教训，他就把耶稣看成一个骗子。
Because it doesn't fit in with their idea of Messiah.
因为这个跟他们所想象的弥赛亚的光景不一样。
So he began to persecute the believers.
所以他开始就在那里逼迫信徒。
With the idea that he was serving God.
他以为他在那里侍奉神。
But he was in darkness.
但是他是在黑暗里头。
But thank God, God looked upon his heart.
感谢神，神是看见他的心。
He was sincere.
他是真心的。
But sincerely wrong.
但是他真心的走了错的路。
So God show mercy to him.
所以神就的怜悯临到他。
While he was going to Damascus to seize upon the believers.
当他要走到大马色去捉拿那些信徒的时候。
As he was approaching the city.
当他快要到城市。
Suddenly a light came from heaven.
突然间从天上有一个大光。
It's brighter than noonday sun.
比正午的日光还要亮。
And this light smote him to the ground.
这个光就把他打到地上。
It was an irresistible light.
是一个他所拒绝不了的光。
And this proud man fell upon the ground.
所以这个骄傲的人现在就跌在地上。
Then he heard a voice.
听到一个声音。
Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
Don't you know that it is hard for you to kick against the goats?
你知不知道你要用脚踢刺是难的？
It is not an angry voice.
这不是一个愤怒的声音。
It is a voice full of love and sympathy.
是一个怜悯，一个爱的声音。
You don't know what you are doing.
你不知道你在做什么。
There is love, sympathy in that voice.
在那个声音里头有爱，有同情。
And Saul said, Lord, who are you?
扫罗说，主啊，你是谁？
You know me.
你知道我。
But I don't know you.
我不知道你。
And the voice said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecuted.
声音就说，我是耶稣，是你所逼迫的耶稣。
God, it pleased God to reveal his son in him.
神乐于把他的儿子启示在这个人的心里。
That is his testimony.
这就是保罗自己的见证。
Because in Galatians chapter 1 verse 16 he said that.
因为在加拉太书第一章第十六节他说，
It pleased God to reveal his son in me.
神乐意于把他的儿子启示在我的心里。
Immediately he realized the one whom he persecuted was the Lord of all.
他马上就知道那一位他所逼迫的是万有的主。
And he immediately yielded himself to the Lord.
他马上就在他的面前伏下来。
So it follows with the second question.
那然后就第二个问题。
Lord, what do you want me to do?
主啊，我该做什么？
I was a master of myself.
我以前是我自己的主人。
But now you are my master.
现在你是我的主人。
You have to tell me what to do.
你要告诉我我该做什么。
Do you think that Saul was really expecting the Lord to tell him what to do?
你以为扫罗是不是在这里盼望主告诉他做什么呢？
Of course.
当然是。
My Lord and I.
我的主和我。
Who else?
还有谁呢？
In his eyes, it should be my Lord and I.
在他的眼睛里面应该是我的主和我。
This is spirituality.
这是属灵。
False.
错了。
Because the Lord said.
因为主说。
Go to Damascus.
你是大马色城里。
And you will be told what I want you to do.
有人要告诉你我要叫你做什么。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
Here you find in that vision.
这里你 看见在那个异象里头
，Not only God reveals His Son in Paul，
不但神把他自己的儿子启示在保罗里面
，He also revealed to Paul the body of Christ。
他也把基督的身体启示在保罗的里面。
I often say，
我常常说
，Saul was educated as a Pharisee。
扫罗是根据一个法利赛人受教的。
And to a Pharisee, logic is top.
对一个法利赛人，逻辑是最要紧的。
They know how to argue.
他们知道怎么样来说道理。
And Saul can rightfully argue, I have never persecuted you.
扫罗可以说，我从来没有逼迫过你。
You are in heaven, I'm on earth. How can I persecute you?
你在天上，我在地下。我什么时候，我怎么样能够逼迫你呢
？But under revelation,
但是有一个启示。
His mouth was shut.
他现在不一样了。
He knew that persecuting a believer is persecuting Christ.
他知道逼迫一个信徒就是逼迫基督。
He received the revelation of the body of Christ.
他所受到的启接受的启示是关于基督身体的启示。
Is it not true?
是不是真的呢
？To us, it's the same thing.
对我们也是一样。
The revelation of Christ the head and the body, the church as the body of Christ, come at the same time.
对于基督是头，还有这个我们教会是身体这件事情是一起来的。
That revelation comes all together.
这个启示是一起来的。
But here there is something more.
这里还有一个。
Not only the Lord will teach Paul about the revelation of the head and the body.
这里神不只是把这个启示关于头和身体的启示给了保罗。
But also he led Paul to body life.
而且他带领保罗进入身体的生活。
If the Lord should tell directly to Paul, now you go and preach the gospel.
若是主直接跟扫罗说，你现在去传福音。
The Paul immediately did it.
那保罗马上就这样做了。
And what was the result?
那结果是什么呢
？The Lord and I.
主，我的主和我。
In his eyes, there will be nobody else.
他的眼睛里面没有别人。
I don't need anybody.
我不需要任何别人。
I'm strong enough.
我够强了。
And I will do everything the Lord wants me to do.
主随便要我做什么我都会做。
He will be an individualist all his years.
他以后的服侍就是一个个人主义的服侍。
He may have the truth of the body.
他可能里头有一个关于身体的道理。
But he will never live a body life.
但是他不能不会也绝对永远不会活出一个基督的身体的生活。因为他就是身体。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
isn't it true with many of us?
对我们大家来说，是不是许多人来说是这样呢
？We need a vision of the body of Christ.
我们需要对于基督身体有一个意象。
Not only a vision of the body of Christ,
不但是基督身体的意象
，but we need a vision of body life.
而且我们需要一个身体生活的意象。
What humility to this great man Saul when God sent a little brother to tell him what God's will is.
这一个伟大的扫罗，神叫一个小小的人弟兄来跟他说话，这是对他一个伟大的扫罗来说，这是如何的一个羞辱。
Can a big man listen to a small child?
一个伟大的人能不能够听一个小孩的话
？But this is the lesson.
但是这就是教训。
In the body of Christ,
在基督的身体里
，even the biggest member needs the smallest member.
最大的一个肢体也要听从，也要需要听最小的一个肢体。
Because we are members one of another.
因为我们彼此做肢体。
Not only the Lord and I,
不是主和我,
but my brothers and sisters and I.
而且还有我的弟兄姊妹和我。
So Paul learned this lesson of body life from the very beginning.
所以保罗从一开始就学了这个身体生活的教训。
Do we have the humility to accept this?
我们有没有里头有没有一个谦卑来接受这个？
That without the Lord we cannot live.
就是没有主我们不能活。
Without my brother and sister, neither can I live.
没有我的弟兄姊妹我也不能活。
We need the Lord.
我们需要主。我需要主。
We need one another.
我也需要我的弟兄姊妹。
And that is the vision of body life.
那个就是身体生活的意象。
David had a vision.
大卫有一个意象。
Of body life.
关于身体的生活。
When you turn to Psalm 133.
诗篇133篇。
We know that Psalm 132.
我们知道诗篇132篇
is a psalm of David's longing for the house of God.
那个是大卫对于神的家有一个渴望、渴慕、渴望。
But in Psalm 133,
133篇
is his longing for body life.
是他对于身体生活的一个渴望。
You know, David had a big family. He had a big family.
哦，大卫有一个很大的家庭。
But it was not a happy family.
但是那不是一个很愉快的家庭。
There was so much trouble in the family.
家庭里面有很多的难处。
And because of this,
因为这个缘故,
he had a vision of that happy family.
他有一个意象是关于那个很快乐的家庭。
About the family of God.
是神的家庭。
The body of Christ.
是身体，基督的身体。
And with that vision, he wrote this song.
有了那个样的意象，他就写了这首诗歌。
Behold.
看到。
It is something to behold.
这是要我们看的。
You know, we often see things that is unworthy.
我们常常看的事情是不值得看的。
But there is something that is worthy not only to see, but to set your heart upon, see and see and see.
可是有这么样一个东西是值得你看的，不但看了，而且你心里还要想看，还要想看，还要想看。
What is so worthy to behold?
有什么东西这么值得看呢?
He said, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
弟兄和睦同居何等的美何等的善。
He cannot describe it.
他没办法解释。
So he said, how? How good?
何等的好。
How pleasant?
何等的善。
It is beyond description.
是我解释不出来的。
What is good?
我描写不出来，什么是好的呢?
According to the scripture, what is the will of God is good.
根据圣经说，神的旨意是好的，是善的。
What is not the will of God, no matter how good it appears, it is bad.
可是不是神的旨意，不论看起来多好，是不善的。
Nothing is the will of God more than this.
就神的旨意来讲，没有一个比这个更好的。
God loves to see that the brethren dwell together in unity.
神的心喜悦，当他看到弟兄可以和睦同居。
How it hurts his heart when he sees the brethren strive against each other.
当他看着弟兄彼此相咬相吞，他心里何等的伤痛。
The brethren cannot forgive one another.
弟兄不能赦免弟兄。
That brethren cannot endure one another.
弟兄不能忍耐弟兄。
How does it hurt his heart?
这是多么伤他的心。
How pleasant.
但是何等的美。
If there is such dwelling together in unity,
就是
how pleasant it is.
可以和睦同居是何等的美，对他来
说。Just as the Bible said,
就像圣经所说
forevermore.
就是永远的生命。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
God wants the brethren to dwell together in unity.
神要弟兄们和睦同居。
This is the heart desire of God.
这是神心里面的渴望。
Not just touch each other occasionally.
那并不是偶尔碰碰弟兄姊妹。
We can be good to one another at arm's length.
就是我们可以彼此客客气气，可是距离远一点。
I'm in good relationship with my brother in Africa.
我跟我在非洲的弟兄有好的关系。
Because I have never seen them.
因为我从来没见过他。
But to dwell together.
但是同住。
To be so close to one another.
彼此那么样的近。
It is just like a body.
就像一个身体里头。
In the body, all the members dwell together.
在我们的身体里头，所有的小的肢体都在一起的。
When I eat, I sometimes bite my tongue.
当我吃饭的时候，有的时候我的牙齿咬了我的舌头。
And my tongue said, "Now I'm going to depart."
那我的舌头说，算了算了，我走开。
I'm not going to suffer long.
我不愿意在这里很久忍耐。
That's enough.
够了。
Move.
我要走了。
We are butterflies.
我们就像一个蝴蝶一样。
We are not bees.
我们不是
蜜蜂。
蜜蜂。
You know, the bee will fly into a flower and go in until it comes out the nectar.
那个蜜蜂啊，来到一个花里面，要走到那个花的中心来采蜜。
But the butterfly land on this and immediately.
那个蝴蝶呢，就是碰这个一个花，然后再碰另外一个，然后碰另外，碰碰就走了。
Now Christians are bees, not butterflies.
但是我们基督徒应该是像蜜蜂一样，不应该像蝴蝶一样。
When brothers dwell together in unity,
当弟兄和睦同居
，What will happen?
发生什么事呢
？Two metaphors.
有两件事。
Like the precious oil.Upon the head that ran down upon the beard, upon Aaron's beard that ran down to the hem of his garments.
那好比贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
That is a picture.
这是一个图画。
It is about Aaron.
这里讲到亚伦。
When he was anointed high priest.
当他被交成那个大祭司的时候
，He has to close with the priestly garment.
他需要穿上那个大祭司的衣服。
And then the oil will pour upon his head.
然后贵重的膏油浇到他的头上。
And it will flow down to his beard.
到他的胡须。
And then it will flow down to the skirt.
到他的衣襟。
Cover the whole body.
把他全身都盖住了。
That's topology.
这是一个让我们看见的。
And the antitype is Christ himself.
可是事实呢，是讲到基督自己。
Because when Christ was raised from the dead and ascended up to heaven.
当我们的基督从死复活升到天上的时候。
The Bible said God anointed him as high priest.
圣经说神就把他高成大祭司。
He was anointed as the Lord and Christ.
他把神高他做主做基督。
And on Pentecost,
在五旬节那一天
，that oil that was upon his head flowed down to the beard.
在他头上的那个贵重的膏油就流到他的胡须。
And it flows down even to the edge of the garment.
然后流到衣襟。
In other words, the whole body is anointed.
换句话说。整个的身体受了膏。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，When brethren dwell together in unity,
当弟兄们和睦同居的时候，
We will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们就被圣灵充满了。
We will be able to serve God.
我们就能够来这里侍奉神。
Otherwise, how can we serve God?
要不然我们怎么侍奉神呢？
And then another metaphor.
第二个图画。
As the dew of Hermon that descended on the mountains of Zion, for there had Jehovah commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
Hermon is in the north of Palestine.
黑门山是在巴勒斯坦的北边。
It is a high mountain.
是一个很高的山。
And here you find the dew of Hermon descended on the mountains of Zion.
这里我们看见黑门山的甘露降在锡安山。
It is as if the wind had blown the dew from Hermon, it blew to the mountains of Zion, which is in the south.
所以我们就看这个北风从黑门山把那个露吹到这个锡安山来。
Hermon represents the heavenlies.
黑门是表示诸天。
You find that in Song of Songs chapter 4.
我们看这个我们说都是这个是在歌中之歌里面第四章。
And Zion represents David's throne.
锡安是说到大卫的宝座。
It represents authority.
这是表示权柄。
When the headship of Christ is honored,
当基督居首位这件事情被尊重，
then you find heavenly dew, which is life, will come upon it.
我们然后就看见这个属天的甘露，就是生命，就下来，就到了这个宝座。
And it is blessing, life forevermore.
这里的福就是永远的生命。
So whenever brethren dwell together in unity,
所以当弟兄们和睦同居的时候，
not only the Holy Spirit will fill the body,
不但是这个圣灵要充满在整个的身体，
that we may serve God,
让我们可以侍奉神，
but also you find that there will be life fill the body.
我们也可以看见这个生命充满在身体里。
And there will be pleasure forever.
这里有喜乐，生命是为了每一个人。
So this is the vision of body life.
这就是关于身体生活的一个意象。
If we have that vision,
若是我们有这个意象，
it should inspire us.
可以让我们里面被激励。
It should build within us a longing, a desire.
在我们里面造成一个渴慕。
This is what I want.
这是我要的。
If this is what God wants, this is what I want.
若是神要这个，我也要这个。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
Do you have a real longing for such body life?
你对于这样的身体的生活有没有一个渴望？
Have you suffered enough in the church to long for this body?
你在教会里头是不是已经苦了很久，希望得到这样一个身体的生活呢？
Or have you given up that hope?
或者说你说我放弃了。
I'm saying it with tears.
我在这里痛苦，我在这里流眼泪。
What is our condition today?
我们今天的光景是如何呢？
Have you given up?
你是不是放弃了呢？
How can we arrive?And this body life.
我们怎么能够达到这样的身体的生活呢？
Is it our prayer?
这是不是我们的祷告？
Is it our longing?
是不是我们里头的渴望？
Are we willing to give everything to it?
我们愿不愿意把我们所有的一切放在这个里面？
This is an urgent, present question.
这是一个很迫切的一个问题。
God willing,
神若是愿意，
next Saturday,
下个礼拜六，
we would like to find out a secret to it.
我们要看见
达到这个那个秘密在哪里。
How can we through spiritual exercise get into the reality of that vision？
我们怎么样能够经过这个属灵的操练，能够得到这个实际？祷告。
Dear Lord，
亲爱的主
，We feel that we are touching something very dear to your heart。
主，我们在这里摸到一个你心中最喜爱的东西。
Will you please create within us a same longing？
主啊，求你在我们里面制造一个同样的渴望。
Give us vision，
给我们一个意象。
That we may see body life，
让我们可以看见。身体生活
，and give us a longing for it，
给我们里面一个渴望
，create within us a willingness to suffer for it，
给我们一个愿意要为了这件事情受苦
，that thou mayest get what thou art longing for，
好让你可以得到你所要的。
We ask in thy precious name，
主啊，靠你可爱的名，我们祷告。